Right, what are your thoughts after that?
Delighted, 3 points on the board, first league game of the season. Again, against a team that come defensively and make it hard for you, and we've got to find ways to break them down. We created a lot more chances last week, but it doesn't matter, we've got the win and we're delighted.
Do you feel like you had to ride your luck a wee bit at the start? Maybe not ride your luck, but all over on top of the start, I'll say that.
No, I disagree with that.
Okay. They certainly made it hard for you though, didn't they? They were quite compact,
to play through them. No, it is, and it was the same last week. That's what teams are going to do, and we need to learn to deal with that when teams come and play defensive and try and hit you on the counter. Like, I've been involved in teams like that. For example, if you go to a Celtic Park or whatever with a team, and I'm not comparing this, nowhere near, but I'm just trying to use a situation where you try and soak up as much as you can and stay in the game for as long as you can and hit them on the counter. They knew the threat we posed last week. As we went over it should have been 4-0 last week, and in my opinion, I don't think MD would disagree with that. The day was a different game. I don't think at any point they troubled us in terms of playing right through us. There's a couple of strikes for distance. Teams are always going to get chances in games, whether it's they cut you open, which didn't happen, or for distance or for set plays. So, but when you weigh that up, we were comfortable enough in the game. We just needed to get the goal. We get the goal and then we see the game out, and I think you can disregard the last 10 minutes because then you see what I would like to happen when teams do come and have a go, because then we would have a different game plan. But they throw caution to the wind with 10 minutes to go, but no, credit to the boys, really professional in the last 10 minutes to see it through. And I believe the first game of the season, it's really important just to get 3 points, regardless of the performance, whatever. Yeah, you want to win and put on a great performance for the fans, but also you want 3 points because I says to the players in there, well, we're better last week in terms of our all-round play. Got nothing really. Yeah, it would have been a point if it was a league game, but we get nothing really that would have made us happy. Well, the day we maybe weren't as fluent and we come away with 3 points, it's a good start to a league campaign, so I'm delighted for the players.
Well, that's maybe the nature of football, isn't it? Where you maybe didn't get what you deserved last week, and today it's maybe not been quite as fluent in terms of the amount of chances you've created, but you've managed to get the win over the line.
Yeah, I still think we got what we deserved today. We were the better team on the pitch. We had the better chances in the game. Like you look at some of it again, and I don't want to go into it again as if I'm just always picking up on chances, but we're creating. We didn't create as many, but I don't think they did either. Dennis is a good save, if I remember back. A couple of set plays, but like we spoke, the set plays are massive in football, so we know that. I think the change of shape in the second half worked and made them change their shape, which suited us, because as soon as they changed their shape, then it was kind of us that were dictating the game. We get our goal and we go back to the shape that suited us. So we forced them into doing that because Josh Edwards started coming into the game a lot more. Kyle McDonald started getting joy down that side and we were hurting them, which made them change their shape. So that was a wee indication of where the game was going. And now you get your goal and you revert back to the shape that had been standing in his good stead through all the games, with limiting teams to chances, and I thought again that was the case.
Anything specific you said to the players at
halftime? No, be patient. Don't be worried. We've got 45 or 48 minutes to go and win this game of football, and keep believing. Look back to what we've done all over pre-season. Keep believing. We are going to change the shape, but we've worked on it. It's not something that we just throw on them. They're good players. And when you notice that in a game that maybe we weren't, I think you could see what they were trying to do. They nullified Josh Edwards in the first half. They were trying to do that because he's such a massive threat down that side, which is fair enough. If that's what teams want to do, we'll find a way to get him into the game because he's a fantastic footballer. And you see the difference when we do get him high up the pitch, the balls he's putting in and you're asking teams to defend, and I think that's as much as I was critically missing chances last week when I dust it down. I know we spoke through the week, but when you dust it, we're asking teams to defend a lot in games, and you can only do that for so long. Bit of a freak goal maybe, but we're still asking them to defend, and that's all all I can ask him to do. And today we asked Arlo to defend a lot more than they asked us to defend, and we've been excellent defensively throughout the full since we've come in. A lot of work still to do. Look, it's 3 points, and we move on to next week.
And talking about work to do, you were linked with a couple of players earlier this week. Is there any movement on that, or with any other players or business?
Yeah, we're working away. I'll no go. I have read the reports, and I don't like speaking about other teams' players, just out of respect for other clubs. But yeah, we're actively trying to add. And it is frustrating. You see it the day again, like we know Chris Hamilton. Like you've really only got two subs that you can put on, really. And yeah, but look, that's part and parcel. We got the 3 points. We go to Edinburgh next week. We'll prepare for that. And it's one game ticked off. And all we wanted to change the mentality. It's the first league win, I believe, they'll have won for a while. I don't know, was it the last one Partick Thistle here? I don't know, was it the 4-1? Was that the last league win?
I don't know, but I know a few weeks ago it was the first back-to-back wins since December last year,
right,
or something like that.
So that's what we want to do. We want to win games of football, and then what comes with that, we wait and see. And thought we're professional today, seen the game out very well, and just delighted for them because they've worked really hard, and it's important to get off to a good start in the league.